Insofar as China is concerned, I think probably the Chinese have some genuine interest from the standpoint of the enhancement of their international power in the acquisition of cyber capabilities of a confrontational type. I don't want to over-exaggerate this, and I'm searching for words that do not create some impression of an imminent danger. But part of their military strategic history is the notion that you don't prepare to fight your opponent at that given stage of weaponry. You leapfrog, and then you engage in some offensive activity. I'm concerned that the Chinese may feel that they cannot surpass us in the nuclear area. And note at their very, very significant nuclear restraint in terms of nuclear deployments. They have hardly any nuclear weapons really targeted on us. We have many times over nuclear weapons targeted on China. But the cyber issue may pose, at least at this stage only theoretically, but at some point really, the possibility of paralyzing an opponent entirely without killing anybody. And that could be a very tempting solution for a nation which is, of course, increasingly significant economically, but does realize that there is an enormous military disparity between China and us. And that, I think, suggests that we have to be far more inclined to raise those issues with the Chinese, which we have done to some extent, but even more important, to engage in deterrence by having a capability to respond effectively or to prevent an attempt from being successful.